Philadelphia celebrates Independence Day with joy and reflection. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia marked this year's Independence Day on July 4th with a grand celebration that featured the Celebration of Freedom ceremony at Independence Hall, the Independence Day Parade, and the Welcome America Festival. The day's festivities, attended by tens of thousands, were filled with joy, reflection, and gratitude, highlighting the diverse experiences and sentiments of both Philadelphians and visitors. The day began with the Celebration of Freedom ceremony, where Mayor Sherrell Parker honored several individuals and emphasized ongoing work that needs to be done. Although this day is a day to reflect and rejoice on our nation's birthday, it is most definitely not a day when we should be resting on our laurels. So much work to do as a city, Commonwealth, and country, Ms. Parker said. Her words resonated with many attendees, emphasizing the collective effort required to maintain and enhance the freedoms celebrated on this day. During Independence Day, people from all walks of life shared what the day means to them. Ariana Sperlin, Miss Pennsylvania's Team 2024, expressed her joy in celebrating freedom with the community, saying, "It's just amazing getting to be here with the community and celebrate our freedom. We really came from so much, and it's important to remember where we came from to look at where we are now." Paige Weinstein, Miss Pennsylvania 2024, echoed this sentiment, saying, "Getting to be here in Philly representing this great state is truly an honor. People are so proud to be in this country, and to represent Pennsylvania and be a proud American is truly an honor. It's really important to be an American, and you can feel that energy. Celebrating freedom and diversity. The celebration highlighted the importance of freedom and the diverse fabric of American society." Paul Goodrich, an iron worker union organizer from Chicago, emphasized the significance of coming together, saying, "This day is a reminder of where we are as a country, and the hope of everybody coming together. I'm proud of the ability to live in a country where I am not persecuted for my beliefs, and I have the right to say what I want." Staring Germ, former president of the Tibetan Association of Philadelphia, shared his perspective as an immigrant. "Independence Day for America is a big thing. I am from Tibet. We don't have freedom right now. We hope one day we can also celebrate our independence. This day is a gesture for our children, showcasing our culture while still fighting for our freedom." Mr. Germ's expression of the contrast between the freedoms enjoyed in America and the ongoing struggles in other parts of the world was echoed by others too. Bridget Lee from the New York Fallen Dafa Waste Drum Team expressed her gratitude for the freedom she experiences in the United States. "The United States is a free country. We were persecuted in China by the Chinese Communist Party because of our belief and practice of Falun Dafa. Everything here feels fresh to us, and we experience an unprecedented sense of freedom. It is a very happy thing for each of us. We are all grateful for the help America provides to people around the world. This is the greatest aspect of this country. We have participated in over 15 parades in Philadelphia, and each time we feel immense joy in our hearts." Naomi Connolly, the Celebrate Freedom Award Grand Prize winner, reflected on the personal significance of the day. "Independence Day means everything. It's who I am as a lifelong American. I've been to countries with more restrictive freedoms, and being here in America, I know that I have those opportunities. Americans like to get together and celebrate something wholly American, making the 4th of July a unifying holiday. A day of gratitude and tradition." For many, the day was also about gratitude, as expressed by Michael Eckstein, a retired technologist from Philadelphia. "This day is a time to give thanks and gratitude. Many around the world don't enjoy what we have, so it's a time for Americans to appreciate our country. I'm proud to be an American, especially as a veteran." Josh Allison, a commercial roofing company owner from Cleveland, Ohio, highlighted the importance of family and tradition. "Independence Day means being able to enjoy this with my family, having the freedom to do and believe in what I think is right. It's important to keep this tradition going every year." For Mr. Allison and many others, The day was a reminder of the freedoms that allow them to live their lives as they choose and the importance of passing these values on to the next generation. Jack Roddy, a business coach, enjoyed the diversity of the celebration, saying, "I love seeing all the different nationalities and cultures blending together. Independence represents both individual and collective freedom. Being patriotic is important for all of us. The diversity here is a beautiful symbol of unity." Mr. Roddy's observations highlighted the rich cultural tapestry that makes up the American identity and the unity that the 4th of July fosters among people of different backgrounds. Neil Weidman, a retired Navy photographer from Philadelphia, said, "For the nation, this event is significant as it reminds us of where it all started, especially important for educating children about our history. You have to keep reminding people." Mr. Weidman's emphasis on education and remembrance underscored the importance of historical awareness in maintaining the nation's values and freedoms. "We always have little kids who are growing up, and they need to be reminded of how our country started and how we got to where we are today," said Mr. Weidman.